Our topic for today is relief for fear of change and transition. Major life changes can appear in many forms. They might result from a move from one city to another, or from a job change, or a breakup in a relationship, also from a marriage, the loss of a loved one, a graduation from one grade to another. You might even feel uneasy when you move away from home for the first time. Whenever we move outside our comfort zone, the lower part of our mind, called the ego, rushes in to judge the situation as negative. Remember that God's will for you is that you are whole and happy and that you would know His love at all times. The moment you accepted the idea that you could be separate from God, the ego was born. You have accepted this idea because you are now looking at the world of separation. The ego is the manifestation of the false idea that you are separate from God. In order to hold this false idea in place, which is the opposite of truth, your ego has to convince you that you are less than whole, inadequate, unloved, and even unsafe. It has to convince you that you are the opposite of who you are. Once you remember the truth about yourself, your separated identity can no longer exist. In other words, it would be the end of the ego. It is impossible for that which is infinite to be represented by a finite condition such as the body. This is why the world we see is called an illusion, because in truth, what we see with our eyes is impossible. We learn from A Course in Miracles that the miracles God offers us to replace our illusions are 1,000 times as happy and as wonderful as those you've ever dreamed or wished for in your dreams. That's a direct quote. Yet because you don't remember what you've forgotten, it's easy to be tempted by your ego to believe that what is false is your now true reality. The Course goes on to say that the ego will align all its forces against your release or your awakening. This is out of self-preservation. You can imagine that now that you have accepted yourself as a separate identity in a separated body, you will do whatever it takes to defend yourself, or at least to defend the self that you're aware of. The moment you move beyond your comfort zone and you move into the unknown, your ego goes into self-defense mode. The Course describes the ego's defenses as going from suspiciousness to viciousness. On its calmest day, the ego is suspicious. And on its most fearful day, when it feels that it's losing your attention, it is vicious. When a significant change or transition begins to happen, your ego begins to feel threatened. And then it tries to convince you that this is not going to go well. Remember that the ego represents your fearful and judgmental thoughts. If you hold on to those fearful and judgmental thoughts, you are likely to experience a situation that you do not want. This is the result of cause and effect. Your thoughts are the cause, and what you experience is the effect of your past thoughts. For example, if you were to move and you fear that you will have no friends, then it's very likely that you will have no friends, at least for a while. If you experience the loss of a loved one and feel that you can't move on your own, you'll likely experience circumstances that make you feel inadequate. If you fear being laid off at work, you are likely to be one of the next people to be laid off. This is not meant to be frightening. It is meant to remind you that your thoughts are highly significant in determining what you experience. Today, you will learn simple steps on how to respond differently during any time of change or transition to ensure that you have a happy and peaceful outcome. The moment your peace is disturbed in any way, you can go to step number one. Pause and ask the Holy Spirit to be your guide in all respects. There's a quote from A Course in Miracles that I like to use when I'm in this situation. I do not know what anything, including this, means, and so I do not know how to respond to it, and I will not use my own past learning as the light to guide me now. If you use your past learning, you are going to experience the challenges from your past over and over again. The Course goes further to say, you cannot be your guide to miracles, for it is you who made them necessary. And because you did, the means on which you can depend for miracles has been provided for you. God's Son can make no needs his Father will not meet, if he but turned to him ever so little. It doesn't mean that we are flawed and that now we have to get God to go in and make all these miracles for us. The reason we need miracles is because our mind is in fear. And as long as our mind is in fear, then we have misperceptions. And as long as we have misperceptions, the miracle is the correction for the misperception. So the big idea here is that it is critical that you do not judge your situation as negative and then go into worry or fear or doubt. Worry, fear, and doubt are rooted in the belief that something bad is going to happen. The moment you accept those beliefs, you also accept the effects of those beliefs. By not judging the transition you're facing, you can then be provided everything you need so that peace can be accomplished for you. This is easier said than done because your past thoughts will keep rising up to get your attention. If you experienced a similar change in the past and that change led to discomfort or despair, then you will inadvertently defend against that happening to you again. This is why it's important that we tap out the frustrations of the past to clear the vault. Once your emotional vault is clear, you will not be as tempted to judge your situation as challenging or difficult. If you will stay anchored in peace and trust, a happy outcome is certain. Remember that it's not required that you have no fear. Your part is to have no fear thoughts that you would keep. By being anchored in peace and trust, this means that you are constantly in a state of willingness to stay in that place, or at least be reminded to get back to that place. Let's go ahead and start tapping over the heart and repeat these words after me. I am aware that I have gone through significant changes in the past. Some of those changes were highly unpleasant. I am willing to release all the negative feelings, all the negative emotions of those experiences. I have carried these thoughts and these feelings long enough. Now let's go to the top of the head. Even though I have been through many transitions, I release the past. I accept that the power of God is within me. There is no power outside of me that has the power to alter me in any way. Let's pause and take a long, deep breath, allowing all the tension and stress to release from your body. There's no need to carry these emotions or these fears or these feelings. The body is not intended to carry these kinds of things. Now let's go to the side of the hand, tapping with your right hand on the side of your left hand. I am determined to see my whole situation differently. I am leaving a space for the Holy Spirit to intervene on my behalf. Now let's go to the eyebrow point. I expect a peaceful and happy outcome because the Holy Spirit is guiding every detail on my behalf. And now to the side of the eye, I will not judge my situation. Under the eye, I will not decide against God's will for my happiness. Under the nose, I will withdraw all of my faith in my challenges and place all of my faith on the Holy Spirit. This will ensure my happiness and peace. Take another breath, releasing and letting go of the past. The reason that things did not go as well in the past is because your mind was in fear. You probably weren't listening to your higher guidance, at least not consistently. And you're learning to do this now. You're learning to stand up to all illusion, and you're learning to stand up to those fearful thoughts. Now let's go back up over the heart. It is not up to me to solve my situation or to determine the outcome. Really hear those words. It is not up to me to solve my situation or determine the outcome. Let's go to the other side of the chest. My part is to not decide on doom or judge my situation as negative. Let's go to the top of the head. The Holy Spirit can help me if I will not decide against Him. Now to the eyebrow point, I am determined to trust the Holy Spirit with my happiness. Side of the eye, on the other side of the face, if you haven't done that yet, I am determined to trust the Holy Spirit with my happiness. Under the eye, I am learning there is no order of difficulty in miracles. Under the nose, this means that all miracles are equal to the Holy Spirit. On the chin point, they are the correction of a misperception. Let's go to the side of the left hand. I am willing to receive a miracle in the place of all of my worries, my fears, and my judgments. Pause to take another deep breath, each time releasing and going deeper. Imagine letting go of whatever it is that's burdening you today, putting it in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Let's go for one last round over the heart. I will continue to hold the highest and most happy picture for myself. To the other side of the chest, when I choose to be in joy and gratitude, I am open to receiving God's love and guidance. Side of the hand, when I choose to be in worry and fear, I turn away from His divine plan and I delay my happiness. Let's go to the top of the head today. I join with everyone here, and I choose peace instead of this. On the eyebrow point, I choose the joy of God instead of pain. Side of the eye, I choose abundance instead of scarcity. Under the eye, I choose ease instead of struggle. Let's go to the center of the chest on the thymus gland. I accept God's plan for my happiness without resistance. Take a long, deep cleansing breath. And let's join together with this final prayer. Dear God, we join together on this topic of change and transition. Let us remember that our life as we know it, we are always in change and transition. Sometimes we identify those changes as bigger or more significant than others. But in truth, in the world that we experience, the changes change constantly. We have never known what was going to happen. We will never know what's going to happen in the illusion. Therefore, teach us to rely on what we do know. Today, we stand together. We stand in the light of truth. We stand in your wisdom and your grace. And we allow, with great gratitude, that you would guide us in every step that we take. Today we stand in what we do know. Your will is our happiness. Your will, according to A Course in Miracles, is that we would have everything. If we are worrying, this is a lack of trust. And today we choose to stop that. We choose to trust you with our whole heart. We will sleep peacefully, deeply, calmly, because we trust that you are handling this and that we have nothing to fear because your will is our happiness and the power of God dwells within us. There is no power outside of us. And certainly no power to alter the truth of who we are or take something from us that would be against our will. We thank you in advance for the most happy and joyful outcome for everyone involved. Whatever change we are thinking of tonight, we plan for peace. We anticipate a joyful outcome. We thank you for aligning all the means so that the Holy Spirit can accomplish our goal of peace on our behalf. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you all for joining me tonight. Your willingness to invite the guidance of the Holy Spirit, combined with your willingness to not judge your situation, will bring you a very happy outcome. We place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. And if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from our EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT and prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.